final investigator I met with was pathologist Dr. Randy Gascoigne from the British Columbia Cancer Agency. And to begin, I asked him to put in perspective the global issue of hematologic pathology in the community hospital setting.
So there's no question that for the average pathologist who's out in the community and is seeing the whole spectrum from cancer to inflammatory disease to infectious disease, the actual classification of lymphoid cancers is probably the most challenging thing they have to do. And quite honestly, the issue is really one about seeing a critical volume, having a level of expertise. And so maybe the best way to frame it is to think about somebody sitting in a smaller community who's looking at an appendectomy specimen, looking at a gallbladder, looking at a products of conception, and then along comes some kind of lymphoid cancer. And that presents a real challenge to them, both in terms of their experience and then having a test menu that would allow them to actually analyze the case in the appropriate detail. To put it in context, somebody like myself did nothing but lymphoma for just sort of 30 years. And so I looked at nothing. So there'd be things that I would see 15 times in a week that somebody in the community might see once every 6 to 12 months. And so what that's trying to highlight really is that there's no question that in terms of value for money, that having your biopsy of a lymphoid cancer reviewed by somebody with good expertise in the field is probably an extremely important thing to consider and to probably pursue.